If pastors can be described as shepherds who are looking for lost sheep, who's looking for lost shepherds? Welcome to Hope Renewed, the podcast of PIR Ministries. Thanks for joining me for Hope Renewed. I'm Tom Jameson, and this is the in-depth podcast about pastoral renewal and restoration. It's where we explore the issues and situations that can put pastors at risk and share hope when ministry leaves us hopeless. Welcome to the inaugural podcast of Hope Renewed. I'm Tom Jameson. I serve as a regional director on the ministry staff of PIR, and I'm your podcast guru. It'll be pretty evident quite quickly that that's not the case, but it is my privilege to walk and talk with you, sharing the hope of the gospel and the ministry of PIR. And it's not just that I'm on staff, but my wife and I have benefited from God's grace ministered to us through the local church and the ministry of PIR, and have found hope renewed and restored to us. But more to come on that later. But first, these podcasts are intended to do a few things. We want to provide clarity about our ministry. Who is PIR? What do we do? And then we want to address issues and situations that can put pastors at risk. And by at risk, that's placing a pastor in a position where their time in ministry can be forcibly terminated or lost or abandoned for a variety of issues, and looking at those issues so that we can be aware, pastors can be aware, and recognize at-risk times. And then finally, we want to be a source of hope when ministry leaves us hopeless, when pastors find themselves exited, terminated, failed in ministry, and that hope can be lost in those situations. So, where do we start? Well, one of the most popular questions I've heard when sharing about PIR is simply, what's that? What is PIR? What is your ministry? And it's not readily apparent. PIR, what's that? Per ministry? Well, no, it doesn't have anything to do with cats. It stands for Pastors in Residence. But even pastors in residence doesn't convey a lot of meaning. So a quick answer to get the conversation going, what is PIR, is this. We work with pastors who've been untimely exited from their ministries. Now, that usually gets a knowing look. A lot of light bulbs go off. Oh, yeah. And then the response, wow, that's such a needed ministry. Yeah, we think so. That's why we're doing it. If pastors are described as shepherds, looking after, looking for, tending to sheep, they themselves need that care. And when a pastor gets lost, who do they turn to? That's the ministry gap that we're seeking to fill, that we're seeking to provide. And while it only scratches the surface of the depth of ministry God has given us, it describes the very heart of who we are. And we want the world to know all about this, because probably the second most frequent comment I get after I describe the ministry is, I wish I had known about you 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I wish my pastor had known about you when, and they describe the situation. So this is a first in a series of podcasts introducing you to the ministry of PIR and God's unique call and equipping for this much-needed ministry. And I just want to offer a couple of quick illustrations. First, when I think about PIR, I'm strangely reminded of 9/11, but in a good way. There's a story of what happened right before and right after the first tower collapse from a first-person point of view. Apparently, this individual was running away from the towers as they were instructed. There were police officers and emergency personnel guiding people away from the danger. And this individual was running in the right way, doing the right thing, when suddenly the tower collapsed. And their situation changed immediately. It changed drastically. They went from hearing voices of instruction, seeing lights, knowing the clear path that they were to go on, to a world of dust and darkness and silence and separation. Everything that they were depending on was suddenly taken away from them in a moment. They were lost, they were disoriented, and hopelessness started to set in. And the only thing they could do was to cry out, and they didn't even know who they were crying out to. It was simply a cry of the heart, "I'm lost. I have no hope. What do I do?" And in the distance, a very dim voice began to say, "Look for the light. Focus on the light. Walk to the light." Apparently, there were a number of people who were in this same exact predicament, that they had lost orientation in their world and they were losing hope of how to escape that situation. And this voice just cried out to them, "Look for the light. Focus on the light. Walk to the light." And it provided orientation and connection and provision. It was their hope. And the quotes that came out of this story were along the lines that, as long as I could see the light, as long as I could hear the voice, I had hope. That's what PIR is all about. We want to be a voice calling to those who feel lost and disoriented and losing hope that there is hope. There are a wide variety of reasons a pastor might leave a ministry role unexpectedly, and we're concerned about that, and we're going to address those in future podcasts. But whether a pastor is sabotaged by Satan or gunned down by others or shoots himself in the foot, the priority is finding hope, finding a place of healing. The trauma of an exit it's immediate and consuming and life-changing. And pastors and their spouses and families, and we'll unpack that in the future as well, but those who have experienced an untimely exit from ministry suffer many of the same issues that these people at 9/11 suffered. Disorientation, loss of connection, removal of resources. And these all combine to create a sense of hopelessness, which leads nowhere good. Our ministry begins with speaking to those in these circumstances and reminding them of the hope of God held out to them in the gospel of Jesus Christ and how that applies specifically to them in their current situations. We help them to see the light and walk to the light. Because after all, that's what the gospel is about. It's about hope. Hope that speaks into our hopelessness, hope that counts at the most critical times of our lives. And surely, an untimely exit from ministry is one of those moments. Another illustration comes from my own life. As I said, my wife and I benefited greatly from the ministry of PIR, but that came over time. I clearly remember my deep point of hopelessness when I was removed from ministry, when I had no idea what direction I was going to go in, when everything that was right side up was suddenly upside down. And Roy Yankee with PIR Ministries came up to me, slipped his business card in my hand, said, "You won't need this now, but you may need it in the future. But more than anything, I want you to know these two things. You are not alone, and there is hope." That simply spoke into my life a word of light, a word that reminded me that God is about providing hope in our hopelessness, and that no matter what my circumstances are, God remains the same. His gospel remains the same. The hope in Christ remains the same. And it can be mine. I just now needed a way to walk in that hope. It's as though I had suffered injuries from a bomb going off in my life. And someone was saying, I'll walk with you to find a place of healing. I'll be the one that provides you support. That's what the ministry of PIR is. So, who looks for lost shepherds? We do. So when you think of PIR, we want you to think of Hope Renewed for pastors and their spouses who have lost their ministry and are in danger of losing hope. You can learn more about PIR Ministries at our webpage, pirministries.org. Please know we stand ready to serve you and pastors you know facing the uncertainty and pain of forced vocational transition. Thanks for listening to Hope Renewed, and remember, the hope of Christ does not put us to shame.